Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Your latest gossip being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And be move-in ready. We got great deals just in time for the holidays with great low mortgage rates. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. And now the dirt deets. What's going on, Dina?
All right. Well, when you destroy your sibling's house, you should probably make good on it. YouTuber Mr. Beast, he's done some good things like raising $22 million to plant trees, but he's also got a dark side, mm-hmm. a prankster side. So while his brother CJ was making a video covering someone's house with post-it notes, because that's a funny prank, Mr. Beast was busy filling CJ's home with elephant toothpaste. You know, that's that hydrogen peroxide foam that like just gets super big. So he did. He filled it every inch of the home, even coming out of the chimney when it exploded. But after the colorful and massive foam explosion, Mr. Beast made it up to CJ by buying him a new house. And he also said he's going to clean out and fix the old house.
Oh, that's good.
You can check out the video on YouTube. So far, it's gotten over 17.5 million views in the last 2 days.
I love that elephant toothpaste. I'm going to buy it.
You can make some at home. Just be careful. Wear your safety glasses.
Okay.
Kanye West ended up on the ballot in California, but as a VP candidate on the American Independent Party of California.
What? So, that's a long title for a group.
According to TMZ, American Independent Party claimed him as their VP. He wants to be clear, though. Kanye says, I am campaigning to be the next president of our great country, not vice president. The political party in California that listed my name as its VP candidate has done so without my knowledge.
Got to work your way up the ladder.
Yeah, well, that's what he's trying to do. Yeah. So he wants everybody to just write him in.
Can I just like claim him as my VP now? Is that sure. Works?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll make some press. We'll press he's the handling Kellogg crew. I love it.
He's handling all this from London right now. That's where he and Northwest are trying to catch some fashion shows. And he's taught her well. When she saw the paparazzi, she stuck her tongue out. So, yep, Dad's taught her well. You can see that at TMZ.com. And Demi Lovato's ex-fiance spotted sulking at a beach in Malibu this weekend.
Sulky, what does that look like?
Sad.
Head down.
He was just, yes, you got it. Head down in the hands. It's supposedly the same beach where he proposed to Demi. You can actually see the video at TMZ.com. He does a very good job playing up his sadness. Aww. I'm sure this was not arranged ahead of time. I'm sure no paparazzi were tipped off to let him know that he'd be there.
They get tipped
kicking
off like
sand around.
That's right.
Did you see the video too?
Yeah.
Because you guys seem to have nailed it. Honestly, you got the script.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. With one foot just going, dang it.
No.
Dang it.
I know. It's almost a Lifetime movie.
Longing and looking at the waves.
And Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy, she has got quite the talent. Now, I'm not talking about her singing or her acting.
Okay.
I'm talking about her mad makeup skills.
Oh.
Yes. Her grandma, Tina Lawson, Beyonce's mom, showed off the Halloween makeup job that 8-year-old Blue Ivy did on her. And she posted the picture of her new look on Instagram and wrote, my Blue is a great makeup artist. She made me into grandma skeleton. And you can actually see the picture at aceshowbiz.com. She did phenomenal. If she's ever looking for work, she would fit right into Six Flags Fright Fest makeup crew.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Like, spot on. Hired on the spot, I'm telling you.
Grandma's
she's
not
only eight.
Grandma didn't get her feelings hurt. Gonna make you a skeleton,
what?
Grandma.
Oh, no. She made grandma look good.
Good. All right.
Things up a bit.
And that's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
And here we go. The top five things you need to know for this hour with the Kelly crew, brought to you by Bank ESB. Well, if you want your kids to stay more focused, because it's so hard right now, they all want to be on their tablets and watching TV at the same time. Well, those parents who push piano lessons on their kid can actually help them out in more ways than just learning piano. Yeah, new research says that kids who are trained in piano enjoy enhanced reading skills, resilience, creativity, and a better quality of life just by hitting the keys every day. That's if you can keep your kid focused on hitting the keys every day.
News. Playing it or just hitting them? Because I could throw one in front of Baby May and she'll just smack that thing.
Sure.
I don't know. I guess her attention will be better later in
Very
life.
Very avant-garde.
Yeah, she knows exactly where to hit on that piano.
All right, number four thing you need to know is, well, with COVID, you know, we're trying to make adaptations in schools. Here's one school. We think it's the Czech Republic. We're not exactly sure.
Okay.
But we are listening to the language in the video. So one school has decided that they can still hold prom. And what they're doing is they're having all the kids wear masks. And what they had them do for slow dancing was they were allowed to slow dance, but they had to be back to back and they could interlock their arms. So there's this video out there of a couple dozen kids slow dancing at their prom, arm in arm, backwards.
That's weird. Go ahead, Lopez.
In a crowded area, aren't the people who are back-to-back still facing other people who are also back-to-back?
No, they actually did a really good job staying at least 6 feet apart from other couples.
That's pretty good. And, you know,
it's very well choreographed.
I remember my prom, too, because that's the way my date wanted to dance. And it was weird because COVID wasn't even happening back then. All right. Number three on the list. Well, you can find your way to sweets more than other foods. New research out saying that humans are better at remembering the location of high-calorie foods than healthy snacks because of our hunter-gatherer instincts. So they tested
signs over the aisles.
People. Cookies! Yeah, but they put these subjects into a room and they went around the room and they tasted all this different food and then they were asked to draw a map of where each food was, but they remembered where the snacks were the most. So, I mean,
this is good.
All right, number two thing you need to know is everybody's still talking about the fly that was on Mike Pence's head during the debate. But now it's turned into such a thing that it's a costume for Halloween, a big costume want. And the head honchos at HalloweenCostumes.com say their adult fly costume is out of stock. And not only is it out of stock now, but their supplier is sold out, too. And the reason is they only usually make about 50 a year.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't they kicking themselves now?
Yeah, so all 50 they had in stores were snatched up, and all 150 in stock were snatched up after the debate. But they are hoping to get the fly costume back in stock by Friday.
Oh, nice. What a couple's costume that would be, too. A fly, a fly swatter.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I know.
Very nice.
Steal it if you want.
And the most important thing you possibly ever need to know today is Doctor Who video games coming out. They just announced two new games, and they're going to be starring the 10th and 13th Doctors. That's David Tennant and Jodie Whittaker, two of my faves. There's going to be a new one for the console and PC. It's called Doctor Who, The Edge of Reality, with a whole bunch of stuff in it. But there's also going to be one for your phone called Doctor Who, The Lonely Assassins. It's going to be a little thing where you find clues about stuff related to the episode Blink, where, of course, you don't blink because then the angels will get you. So you never want to blink when you see a statue of an angel because they are alive.
Of course they are. All right.
Terrifying. Terrifying episode.
Top five things you need to know for today. By the way, you can catch the podcast on our website right after the show at 947WMAS.com.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40 and want a new home for the holidays. Well, Pioneer Valley Credit Union can help you out. There's more value in the valley with great low mortgage rates going on right now. For details, you can check out pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's going on in Hollywood? Tell us about it.
Probably one of the cutest engagements ever. Elle King, you know, the X's and O's singer and daughter of actor Rob Schneider, is engaged to her boyfriend, tattoo artist Dan Tucker. And interestingly, they tried to get engaged to each other at the same time, in the same way. So she said, "We rode horses up a mountain to go gold panning. I had a ring in my pocket and I was going to toss it in the gold pan and propose to him. But of course, he beat me to the punch and proposed to me the exact same way.
Wait a minute.
What?
Real? That sounds,
suspicious.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like they know each other very well, I guess.
Maybe,
but,
yeah.
You know, so he got down on one knee to propose to her, but then she said, so I got down on my knee too and proposed to him.
That's kind of funny.
So she had this big old explanation in the video that she posted, and all Dan basically had to add to that was beat her to it.
Mm-hmm. It'd be weird if one of them said no.
Yeah, that would be weird, yes. But
when do you stop? Do you follow through on the second one? You know? Bring up a good point.
You can see the video at Ace Showbiz. It is very cute. Well, last week we told you Catherine McPhee might be pregnant with David Foster's baby, and it seems that she has confirmed it.
So no longer mind a baby.
Yeah, it's no longer a maybe baby. It looks like it is a baby. Catherine showed off a gift on social media that she received and saying, I just came home and opened this gift from Aperol Spritz. And for those of you who don't know, it's one of my favorite drinks. Reminds me of Capri. So, you know, she and David honeymooned in Capri. So that's, very, very close to her heart.
Okay.
But, okay, so she says also, I won't be drinking this anytime soon, wink, wink. But I'm very excited.
Okay.
Come on, that's got to be pregnant, right? I don't know. So
maybe
I think
that was part of the ad deal she made with them to promote it.
To promote being fake pregnant, maybe.
No,
pregnant?
Because this is when she's promoting the drink.
Well, she says I won't be drinking this anytime soon.
Right, so it's
soon,
like an anti-ad. So maybe the competition.
So you're thinking she's saying, just kidding, I'm going to drink this right away? Is that what you're thinking?
Or maybe she's pretending that she's saving it for other people? I don't know.
I'm confused.
Maybe.
All right, so it's a baby seems more likely.
It seems more like it'll be Catherine's first, while David's already got five daughters who range in age from 34 to 50. So I guess built-in guardians right there. Mm. Chrissy Teigen hasn't posted anything on social media since she and John Legend lost their son Jack earlier this month.
Mm.
But she sort of made a softer turn by commenting on Betcha's media post on Instagram. That it's an account that shares comedy tweets from around the world. And someone wrote, just booked an eyebrow waxing appointment and I'm excited I'll be wearing a mask so I don't have to hear mustache too. It's very funny, right? So Chrissy actually liked it and she wrote, finally a giggle, thank you. And that was just door open for all her fans to come out and send her some more love, some more condolences. And the account themselves wrote, it's an honor and a privilege. So
that's
nice.
Cool. It's like an icebreaker there after some tough news.
Yeah. I'd like to see that coming around for her. And Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Everything has rewarded his fans. Well, he's been in three of the movies. He's rewarded his fans for registering to vote by recreating his shirtless scene from 1993's Jurassic Park.
There you go.
Now,
what else do you need?
Lopez, really? There you go.
Well, I was thinking you were going another way, like he was going to play the fly.
No, with the Mike Pence thing?
Right.
No.
You know,
no,
play another, no. No, the fly, the
because
debate?
Because
no.
This is sexier. This is sexy for him. You know, he posted an updated shirtless photo or the open shirt photo, which with much suspected Photoshop to the midsection and thanked everybody for, you know, registering to vote.
Is it like obvious Photoshop? I don't
know. Oh, come on.
Funny.
Like if you look at the original and then you look at the photo, well, you can see it over at delisted.com and you can see that
like
it looks
30 years ago.
Yeah, he looks like. The pictures should be reversed. That's how much Photoshopping, I think, was used. Now, I don't know. I would have appreciated a thank you card with $5 to Starbucks more than that. But actually,
there
I didn't need the card. Just give me the $5 to Starbucks. That's good enough. There you go. That's your Dirt at 8:40. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.